Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, our preaching is from the United States by Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching is entitled, Christ in Our Midst.
A reading according to the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take two or three others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. A few days ago, I read about a new form of negativity toward people. It's called prayer shaming. In other words, making fun of people who pray, especially while they are praying. This has been happening for a long time. I've seen it at the National March for Life in Washington, D.C. Why do people mock prayer? Perhaps they don't believe in God or have never had their prayers answered the way they wanted. Maybe they feel threatened or confused or angry. Whatever the reason, they're actually good reasons for us to pray for the hecklers. We should not let them deter us from praying, because we have a mighty power on our side. Prayer, we'll see in a moment, is like a nuclear reactor. In today's gospel, Jesus is not speaking of private prayer, but the community gathered to pray. He says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So whether there are 100 or only two people, it doesn't matter. God looks for quality, not quantity. St. Cyril of Alexandria once wrote, "It is not the number of those gathered, but the strength of their piety and their love of God that is effective." The key to Christ's promise is not how many disciples are praying, but their unity and harmony, their charity of heart and desire. For one thing, when we pray with others, our own prayers tend to focus more or less on the needs of others, not, as St. Peter Chrysologus once said, being all wrapped up in ourselves. There is a line in the Mishnah that is similar to what Jesus tells us today. It goes, "When two sit and are occupied with the study of Torah, or the law, the Shekinah, or presence of God, is among them. So it's like the two disciples are like the two cherubim bowing in adoration before God on either side of the Ark of the Covenant. And in the middle is the presence, the Shekinah of God. God's presence rested between them. So God's presence rests between two disciples wherever they are, even if they're not praying. Jesus says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. In my name means in my presence, in me, loving me, united in me. So even if we're working on something else, God is there. But back to our topic of prayer. Prayer does not depend on our devotion to God or not, although it certainly helps and builds up our hearts and minds if we are devoted, focused, attentive to God. Because ultimately, everything depends upon God. Everything depends upon being in Christ. That's what we are, Christians, Christed ones in Christ. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Jesus is the glue that holds the body of the church together. He's the electricity that produces the power in a praying world. In the mounting chaos of our world, it is the unity, harmony, and peace in the hearts of Jesus' disciples that will hold things together and enable Christ's presence to be revealed and to bring healing to all. Amen. Thank you.